From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Lawmakers have reached a tentative deal that could finally bring intelligence reform legislation to a vote in the House and Senate. In more than 4 months of negotiations, the bill's passage seemed good at times, extremely unlikely at others. Today, though, it appears the legislation will be voted on sometime this week. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
For the first time since the start of this extraordinarily messy process, just about everyone involved is optimistic. Republican and Democratic negotiators on the bill, 9/11 commissioners, and, especially important in this case, several key House Republicans all believe a final intelligence reform bill will come to a vote this week. The new development today is that House Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter now supports the bill. He had blocked it because, he said, in a wartime situation, the new National Intelligence Director could blur the clear lines of authority from the President to the Secretary of Defense to the combatant commanders. This afternoon, Hunter said he reached an agreement with negotiators, brokered by Vice President Cheney, that solves his problem, and so he will vote for the bill.
Our aspect of this bill, that is protecting the men and women who wear the uniform of the United States and protecting the chain of command, is an area where we have received what we feel is a satisfactory provision that protects them, and as a result of that, we are going to support this bill. And I want to make sure that you understand this bill is not a done deal. It's not finished.
The reason Hunter says the bill is not a done deal is that there is another powerful Republican who remains opposed to it. He is Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin. He says the bill is too weak on immigration. The final compromise version stripped out two provisions Sensenbrenner wanted, one that would have allowed the government to deport suspected terrorists with no legal proceedings, the other to place federal restrictions on the documents immigrants can use to get driver's licenses. And so, Sensenbrenner's staff says, he will not vote for the bill as of now. But with one of the two key dissenters, Duncan Hunter, now standing down, the bill's chances are looking up. President Bush is now clearly involved in the negotiations. He prodded members of Congress again this morning, saying he hopes a bill gets to his desk by the end of the week. Still, there are those who resent the fact that even with so much support, just two House Republican chairmen could hold up the bill. Among them is New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
We will see today, or this week, who is running the country. Powerful chairman or the President of the United States?
Several lawmakers said they are keenly aware of how precarious any deal is on this intelligence bill. For that reason, many families of people who died in the attacks of September 11th have been all over Capitol Hill today. With press conferences, vigils, and a petition, they're hoping to give the last push that could propel the bill into law. But they're also exhausted by their efforts and wary of any optimism. Beverly Eckert lost her husband, Sean, in the World Trade Center attacks. She said today that she spent a few hard days last week holding a vigil at Ground Zero.
It occurred to me that if this bill doesn't pass, I don't think I'll ever... I don't think I'll ever be able to go back there. I think I'll be too ashamed. Because I will have failed my husband. And secondly, because his government will have failed him again.
Eckert and many other family members of 9/11 victims have not once let up the pressure on lawmakers. For months, they have dogged House Speaker Dennis Hastert, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, and committee chairs, sometimes cornering them in the halls of the Capitol. It is in the next day or so that they will find out if their efforts pay off. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.